Welcome to Secrets in the Dark. This is season 2. I'm posting episodes every 2 weeks on Saturdays at 3 a.m. I would love if you could hear them. I am really glad that you're around. I would request you, if you want to, you can follow me on all the social media platforms so you can keep updates of when I'm posting. You can also follow me on WordPress so that you can read what I'm writing. You can follow me on Substack so that you can get some stories delivered directly into your email. And yeah, that's it. I hope you're enjoying. I hope you enjoy this episode. Welcome back to Secrets in the Dark. This is the end of season 2, and there are some trigger warnings here. There are mentions of suicide and depression, and the episode is called Small Town Mystery. Yeah, I hope you enjoy it, and I hope you've enjoyed the season so far, and that you will continue to enjoy anything else that I put out. And it's just been such a pleasure. But more on that later. Enjoy the episode. Hey, I was going through my old notes and I found that novel that I never completed. Remember that? God, I feel like I should have poured my heart out back then so that I could look back and like feel strangeness at the angles. I think by never writing it out, I made sure I would hold a grudge forever. Oh my God, I was passing through your street today. They planted a Domino's right there, you know? And all the trees are gone. I swear, each time I'm here, I'm reminded of the lanes. And how I used to run to your house. Also reminded of all the loneliness at 14. When I would just sit at your house on the floor and do that instead of killing myself. I'm good now though. I have no notes. Life's great. That's fine. I don't write much, but as soon as my plane lands, I burst into tears and I sob. Some jet lag like emotional reaction for 2 days, then I walk out, count my days, get sad that you aren't around, and then I leave. It should be illegal to be a decade older yet feel 15 and feel your heartbeat rise each time you come back home. I think I've said this before, but I have this fear that I'd be like the girl who has to come back and live here, and I can't do it, man. I can't. If I do, I'm killing myself. And you have to come back and write some ghost town mystery about this place, okay? Some small town murder mystery, something. I don't know. Make a series out of it. And that Pulitzer, that could be all yours. Just make sure to write it in the US. I feel like I'm saying all of these facts wrong, but you know what I mean. I have no idea how any of it works. How are you, though? I see your stuff. You have stuck to writing. I'm really glad that you have. God, we were so young when we used to write all of that. I called up the girls, but they cancelled on me. So I'm sitting here staring at a picture on my wall. I mean, I always knew that this would happen, but I hoped we could bring some kids in to the mix, you know, some husbands, blame it on them. God, we were so stupid. And most of all, I was stupid. I believed with so much passion for everyone that we'd all make it out, that we'll all make it big. And I couldn't just leave. Couldn't leave like you did, or make my peace with it and stay here like the others. So now, every time I come back, I drive around with tears in my eyes and I romanticize all the places that haunt me. I wish you were around. I also wish I wrote all my anger down back then. I feel irritated, but mostly numb to everything that happened. But I'm good though, like, there are no streets and faces that I recognize where I live. The day I do, I'll pack my bags again. Leave. Hey. Do you think I can't hate this town without hating my time with you? Was that evident? Is that why no one wants to hang out? Thank you so much for listening to this season of Secrets in the Dark. There are obviously thanks in order. I want to thank my friends and my family. There was a time where I couldn't write, and I want to thank people who went back and listened to all of my episodes and then told me that, where are you? Why aren't you writing? I think that gave me a sense of, oh, I need to write, that my content isn't all that terrible. I have been hoping to do a good job, and I hope that I am doing one. It's just been amazing, and I still can't believe that I have something like this out there, that I'm putting myself out there, putting my writing out there. I am overwhelmed by any support that I've had, and yeah, I hope that I keep doing my job better and better with every new season, and I hope to grow. I hope to do more things. But yeah, thank you so much. Thank you so much for listening. Bye. Have a great night.